My name is Simon Cox. The date is the 22nd of August. The time is 3:15 in the morning. I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I firstly ask you to state your name, age, and where you come from?
Nari Jackson. I am 46 years old and I've come from Northern Ireland.
Were you born in Northern Ireland?
I was actually born in London, but left London when I was about 6 months old, so I've been brought up in Northern Ireland, where I live and I work there as well.
Whereabouts in Northern Ireland?
A wee place called Annahilt. It's a little village. It's about 25 miles from Belfast.
Do you like living there?
I do, yes. It's very quiet.
How are you feeling about going on the plinth?
I'm nervous about getting up there on the lift. But once I get up there, I'm happy that I should be okay. But I'm excited about it as well.
How did you hear about the project?
I was reading about it in the papers, and somebody said to me that you can go online and you can book in and try and get a place on the plinth. So I was talking about it with my friend, and then I put in my name. I actually didn't get a place, and then somebody must have turned it down, so then I got it the second time.
And what are you planning to do on the plinth?
I'm going to take a rubbing or tracing off the actual plinth itself with crayons and graphite, so that I have my own record or document off the top of the plinth, which is quite apt in terms of the project, I think, everybody up there. I haven't decided yet. I might sort of draw around my feet and then trace and rub the other bits so that it looks like when I have it up. I have a big wall at home, and I know the plinth is big, but I'm going to put it up on the wall and keep it.
Do you do brass rubbings a lot?
It's not... No, I don't. Though I am an artist, and I'm based at the Island Art Centre in Lisburn, and I do public art, so that's another reason why this is an interesting project for me. But I do sculpture work, which is in metal and stone and things like that.
How do you feel about yourself becoming a piece of sculpture for an hour?
I think it's great, especially with what I do and where I'm coming from. It puts a whole new perspective on sort of public art, which is, I suppose, what the project is about as well. So yes, it's great. It's really interesting, and I like the fact that it's not, it's completely open to everybody. And I suppose you imagine how many people are coming in watching it on Sky Arts and here in London. Compared to something that's put in a gallery or even outside somewhere, it must be one of the biggest art things that's going to be seen by everybody. So that's, I really like that idea.
Do you follow Anthony Gormley's work?
I do, yes. Uh-huh. I know of it all, yes. And I've seen some of the pieces.
And were you always interested in art?
Yes, I was. I left school at 16, but then I went back again as a older student to art college and did my degree and my master's then, but that was also, it was always something I wanted to do, but I just was a wee bit later getting around to doing it.
How does doing art make you feel?
Great. It's great. I just love the creative thing about it. I think it's what keeps me going, actually. Yeah.
As I was saying, this is trying to be a portrayal of modern Britain at the time, so I'm just going to ask you if you can to describe what's important in your life at the moment.
What's important in my life at the moment? Well, I'm a mum, so mum, artist. What's important in my life is my children and the family and my work, which I do. In terms of a broader picture, what's important to me, I suppose, is is that I'm happy and my family's happy, and that, I don't know, the world goes round nicely, keeps going that way. Yeah.
How old are your children?
Jacob is 16 and Niall is 6, boy and a girl.
Are they both at school?
They're both at school, yes. Jacob gets his results on Tuesday for his GCSE, so that's when we go back again to Ireland, find out.
Does he have any plans on what he wants to do?
No, he's interested in psychology, so we will see. Depends on his results, how he gets on.
Going back to what you were saying, do you think you could paint a picture of yourself at this moment in time? Possibly as a starting point, using the three words that you described yourself with when you applied?
Well, that's interesting, because I didn't put three words up. Because I was trying to think, what would I put up? And I found that quite hard, actual thing to say, three words to describe yourself. And then I was thinking of, it would be artist, mum, happy. That probably would be three words that I could use to describe.
And what art are you really into at the moment?
Well, I'm just taking an interest now, because I'm taking a rubbing and tracing off the top of the plinth. So I've been looking at sort of how something like that is documented. What is it, what does that become then once you've taken a rubbing or a tracing off it? Then it's like a memory then. And but not as elusive as that. If you try to put it in a visual form, this is what I see these sort of rubbings and tracings as. So that started to interest me, and I was looking at, well, what else would you trace or draw? Or I was doing things like doorsteps and things. I know that sounds a bit weird, but I mean, because you're up there and you're stepping up, so I took ones off my house at home, the doorsteps, and you think there's nothing on it, but there's all these beautiful textures and things that come out on it, you know, and it's like, you know, is this, you know, it's like a record or there's something going on then that's quite interesting, and I maybe haven't got there quite yet as to what that is, but that's what is interesting me at the moment that I'm looking at.
Do you feel that it's important to have recordings?
Yes, I do. Though, in a sense, sometimes when you photograph things, I think, sometimes when you photograph things and you look back at photographs, then it's like, sometimes they have a way of making something seem like it's not, if you know what I'm, if that makes sense. If you have a photograph of some particular thing, it doesn't always, you know, say what it looks like, something else maybe, and something else more behind that or something. You can always come into a photograph and go, you know, smile or whatever like that, but behind that you don't know what's going on. But I suppose that's quite interesting as well, because then you can, you know, you might think about what's behind that. Well, that's why my tracings and rubbings, you know, I think it's more of a real, it's more of a physical thing as well, with lots of recordings and photographs and things. And the computer generated images, all these really, you know, sleek photographs that are really, really, you know, shiny, and everything's very sleek looking. But if you take like a rubbing, you know, it's very textural and it's very grainy, and it's the complete opposite to that, but still the same type of thing, because it's recording something that's there, if you like, the same as a photograph.
I believe you mentioned about doing public displays of art.
Mm-hmm.
Could you expand on that slightly and give some examples?
Of my work? I do public art, it's commissioned work, where councils or different districts would put something up for public people to apply for, and I apply for them I work with my sister for a company called Red Apple Arts, and some of the things that we have done they're very large, they're very big, they're site specific, We have one down at the Island Arts Centre in Lisburn and a few in Belfast. We don't use a particular material or anything. It's just what the site tells us or what's going on there will help us to decide what it is that we're going to make. They're usually always very big. They're made of metal or stone. We've just completed one in slate, that first Northern Ireland eco village in Northern Ireland, which was quite good.
You mentioned you work with your sister. Is she also an artist?
She is, yes.
Does she have?
I have three sisters, and we're all artists.
With different topics of focus?
One sister did fashion design, and she works as a teacher in Northern Ireland, and the other sister did textiles and fashion in Winchester here in England. And me and Claire both do, she's landscape architecture is her background, but she does sculptures with me.
Do you think it would be possible to explain why you think all three sisters are artists? Is there a particular reason behind that, do you think?
I don't know. We've often asked ourselves that. Father's an architect, but a painter as well. He's very interested in painting. And Mum would be very interested in art herself, and she would do painting and things too. But I suppose we've always gone to art galleries and gone to art things like that there. But I don't know. Yes, there's definitely a streak there. Creative streak. But I think if you have that, there's nothing you can do about it. You just have to do it. There's no, if it's in you, you just do it, and there's nothing else you can do. So it's, yeah.
Obviously, art is such a huge passion. Are there any other big interests in your life?
No. Well, yes, there is. I'm interested in life itself, maybe you could say, but I suppose being a mum and working, and that takes up all my time, so I don't have any other hobbies. Or drawing and painting and things would be my hobby as well.
Fantastic, thank you.